But work has been underway ever since then to find another way to help cotton producers. And Georgia Cotton Commission Executive Director Richie Seaton says they are hopeful that one currently being discussed will come through.
Fortunately, another opportunity has come up. The Secretary meeting last week with some of our industry leaders agreed that he would move forward with some marketing assistance. And this is something that he can do under the Commodity Credit Act, and it would be the quickest way that we could get some relief to our producers. The number we've talked about is about $500 million, be about the same size as the transition payment that producers got in 2014. So, you know, we're cautiously optimistic. It's not a done deal, but we've been working for our farmers, and hopefully this effort will bear some fruit, and we can hopefully get this terrible economic situation where you get some assistance out there and get past it.
Seaton explains where these dollars would come from if approved.
Right now, the department is using their researchers to put the actual cost on the cotton ginning. They have to use their ARS, ERS research, etc. And they will then approach the Office of Management and Budget for the authority to spend this money.
And Seaton wants producers to know efforts continue to hopefully provide some relief.
Our message has been that we're certainly experiencing horrible price situation due to trade distorting practices by China and India. We're also very concerned that we could start losing infrastructure. And what we're trying to do is get some assistance to our farmers so that those that are having issues getting production financing for this year can move forward and hopefully get their crop to ground.
To learn more, contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.